Good morning, Lifestylers. How are you out there this morning? This is Monty Dietz. I will be your host this morning, and Nancy will be my co-host. Is there anybody here at this particular time on this beautiful Friday morning, March the 2nd? I know that I have to keep talking, or the Steve's recording will stop, so I'll just go ahead and continue. It's a wonderful day. I was going to say in May, but that's coming up. But we're still in March, and Nikan had its nice kickoff call last night. For those of you that were on the call, you have some ways to earn a wonderful trip to the Mexican Riviera and have some good free time on the corporation and be around some wonderful leaders and learn a whole lot, because that's what this business is all about, sharing ideas. And it looks like they've got the schedule set up to where people will actually be able to go in and not spend all day long in meetings and whatever, but in big corporate meetings, but looks like they're going to do some breaking away and different organizations are going to be doing things, so that's kind of exciting. And it's an 85-acre complex, and everything is on the complex that you'd ever need to do. You probably don't even have to leave it. I'm sure some people will to see some of the Mayan ruins or whatever, but other than that, everything looks like they've set a real nice thing up for us. Kind of reminds me of a lifestyle when you've got the funds to be able to go to places like that and do those kind of things. That's very, very important. So here we are, 7:03. Is anybody out there this morning? If you are, if you could just tell me who you are and where you're from, I certainly would appreciate that, so that we know kind of who's on the call. Anybody here yet? I don't know how long I have to keep talking, so we don't break in to the recording, but I guess I could make some noise. Well, other than that, like I say, here I am, enjoying the Lifestyle and Body Balance program. I know each and every one of us have our own. That's the nice thing I like about the Body Balance Lifestyle program, is that we can kind of tweak it to where for our own selves and our own bodies, and it works best for each and every one of us. So other than that, it's been a wonderful day. I think we'll go ahead and read the book, and then we'll just go ahead and wrap it up for today and kind of go from there. So if you've just joined us, please feel free to speak up and just give me your name and where you're from. I certainly would appreciate that.
Hi, this is Judy Standridge in Horseshoe Bay, Texas, and I have an 8.
Judy, good morning.
Good morning.
An 8.
Yes.
That's good, dear.
Thanks.
Do you feel good getting it?
Yes, I do.
Good. How long have you been on the program?
Not long. About 2 weeks. I listened and I didn't understand how to do the points and just too much going on, and we went on a mission trip, so I'm just kind of getting back in things.
Okay. When you first started the program, did you find the program? How did you perceive the program to be hard, simple?
I was trying to make it, I think, harder than it was, because I was trying to be so exact. I hate measuring things. That's why I've never stayed on diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just took a little bit. I had to do some index cards of, you know, what works for me for breakfast. And once I did that, it got a lot easier. It's a little difficult at first.
Mm-hmm. So you just took the program, realized how to do it the best you could, and then made yourself some we'll call them flashcards, 3x5 cards,
right,
to assist you in the program.
Right. And I didn't worry about trying to keep points at first, because I really felt like that was defeating for me, because I wasn't able to do all those things,
mm-hmm,
or understood how to do them. So.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Once you did understand the points, how many of the points were you already doing prior to Lifestyle?
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I was drinking water,
mm-hmm,
usually about 10 glasses a day.
Sure. So
I
there was one.
Sleeping on magnetics. I was
There's
taking
two.
The nutritionals. I was not walking every day. I've really made a firm commitment to,
mm-hmm,
either walk or work with my trainer 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't walk on those days.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing a lot, and I just wasn't doing the food correctly. In the proper balance.
do you feel that your carbohydrates and proteins, and were you eating good carbohydrates, or after being on the program, did you find out that you could make better selections?
Oh, I could make better selections. And the interesting part, you didn't hear the call yesterday, I was telling him after being on this mission trip in Mexico with 30 other people for a week, you feed 30 people with casseroles that are high carb, and I ate so many carbs, and I just, but we were doing a lot of physical work, and I came back and I hadn't gained a pound. So that was exciting, and then I just got, but I did pay attention when I had something really horrible, you know, like Fritos and sandwiches and whatever for lunch. The next snack, I made it a half of a Zone bar. So I did have those things with me and did keep focusing on, once I had a meal that was not in balance, I tried to get the next meal in balance.
So the program has made you pretty aware of what you're putting in your mouth then?
Yes.
And being able to make better choices.
It has.
And, you know, that's kind of what life's all about, really.
That's right.
No matter what we do in our life, there's always ifs, ands, and buts, and choices that we have to make. And I think it all depends upon what our commitment levels are to those particular things. Judy, thank you for sharing that with me this morning. Let's kind of see who else has joined us here on the call. Anybody else on the call, who you are, where you're from, and if you're giving points, you can go ahead and do that.
Bonnie, Minnesota, an 8.
Good morning, Bonnie, with an 8 from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Liz Yoder from Ohio.
Liz?
I'm not doing the points yet, so I have most of the points, but I really wasn't writing it down, so I think I'd probably be at an 8, but I really wasn't.
Well, yeah, it's like we were kind of talking to Judy, when you kind of go back, being an Eakin distributor, you know, you realize if you're drinking the magnetic water, you're probably drinking 8 to 10 glasses a day. You probably already know that. You're probably already sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad. You're probably already wearing the cardio strides or have a pair. Maybe you're not working the full...
Oh, they're on my feet right now. They're on my feet.
See? So when people start this program, they don't realize it, but, you know, they're in, usually in the 3s to the 5. You know, if you're taking your nutrition, I imagine you are. You know, you're taking nutrition or whatever. See, right there's 4 or 5 points right there. So, excuse me. The points is just basically pretty well much adhering to them and making sure we do certain things on each one of those. We're glad to have you with us. And that's Lisa?
It's Liz.
Liz. Okay,
Edwin
good.
Edwin Liz.
Are you any relation to Ed Weems?
No.
Okay, he has some Yoders in his business, in his family.
Not that I know of. Maybe we're, I don't know.
Cousins.
Cousins way back there.
Good. Anybody else who's joined us this morning? You need to give your name and where you're from. Good, good. Well, we were, I kind of just come out with this is the lifestyle call and the body balance call, a combination of the two. If you're here and joining us for the first time, please feel free to speak up if you'd like to, because you have, I'm sure, some questions in regard to the program. There are certain places, a package that you can get that we adhere to, and it's called the Lifestyle Packet that was produced by Ruth and Char. And you can get those packets from Blue Ribbon Video or Focus on Growth. And if you're new, the 800 number to Blue Ribbon Video is 800-533-2885. It's 533-2885. And if you're closer to Focus on Growth, you can get it at 49800. That is 496-8508. That's 496-8508.
I just want to put a plug in for Blue Ribbon. I ordered something there on Monday, and it got all the way to Cleveland by Wednesday. I was impressed.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty fast.
They're great.
I seem to order, if I ordered up early enough in the day, I get it the next day. Of course,
yeah,
we're right
here, though.
Right across the mountain from each other.
Yeah.
Other than that, nice to have you, Nancy.
Thanks, Monday.
Nancy is my co-host every Friday and really fills in and has a whole lot of valuable information to also assist us here in this particular call. Also, a very important website is Ruth's website. It's YB Hurton, and I'll just for the new people, that's YBHURTN, as in Nancy, .biz, B-I-Z, and that's their new website's up. And you can go there and pull up some information on lifestyle and program. I also noticed that their YBHurton.com is up and running. And if you're looking for the journal, and we'll talk about that in a minute, the journal doesn't seem to be on their new website, but it is on the .com side. So if you're looking for a journal, and that's kind of the way we keep track of the food we eat and the points we get and everything else on a daily basis, I would suggest then you go to ybhurton.com and pull that off. There's one there for men and women, and there's one there for a daily journals on a daily basis, and there's also journals there on for a 7-day, and so that you can have everything in a weekly page to you can keep track of, and that's the one that I utilize because I found it much easier for me to do. Doing it individually, you collect a whole lot of paper. But other than that, anything else, Nancy? Any other website you think they could take advantage of in the program?
Steve's website.
LifestyleSupport.org, correct? That's LifestyleSupport.org, and
right.
Steve pretty well much records every call, so if you're on the call or end up having to go to work or have people that can't get on this call in at your particular time zone, they can definitely go to LifestyleSupport.org and listen to the last one, or he also has them listed on there in particular subjects, which is very, very important. If you have diabetes or low blood pressure or recipes or whatever, you can go there and kind of look at it and pick and choose on the ones that you'd like to utilize.
I hope he had yesterday's because it was a wonderful call.
I'm sure he did. He called me this morning and he asked me. I guess my voice booms out across the airwaves here, so he gets his recording gets rattling a little bit when I'm on the program. So, anybody new out there have any particular questions that you'd like to get answered this morning, or anybody that has a question that needs to get answered, go ahead and shoot the question at us. Boy, no questions. Everybody's doing their 10, get it right down the line. That's exciting. So, Nancy, what do you think we should talk about this morning? You know, one thing I was talking to Judy, and we were talking about the points earlier. And one of the things, you know, about the chart block that we get that comes with the package and everything else, I sometimes wonder, I know I really didn't understand it even though I had the chart in front of me. You know, when it was, as a man, I'm supposed to have 4 blocks of each, and I really didn't understand that until, I guess, I got further into the program. But how do you feel about what's the easiest way to explain the chart, the block chart?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Nobody else is speaking up.
It does get confusing when you first start, and I remember when I started, I marked right on my canister of the shake how many grams, you know, right at the on the top thing so that I could transfer it to the new can, how many grams of each I was getting so that at least I knew where I was starting from with that, and then I knew how to add, because I like to add food with my meals, what I needed to add for my food. And by going to the yellows as much as I could, I knew that each block on the chart was one block for me, and I was allowed 3. So the canister says, well, now the canister, I think, says that there is 10 protein in 1 scoop of the shake. Is that correct?
Correct.
So that's a little bit more than one block. So I needed to finagle to see how I was going to get up to 21 blocks. I had 10 grams already. I needed 11 more. So, you know, once you simplify it, and my breakfast remains the same as it did 5 years ago when I started, almost 5 years ago when I started. Generally, I find it just easier and simpler to follow the same protocol.
Well, I did too. When I started really understanding the chart and everything else, all of a sudden this thing clicked in my head, and all of a sudden I realized how simple it was to do a meal. It was not very, very complicated and everything. Now, not that I counted the carbohydrates and the proteins and the fats, but being an individual that I am, I had the chart. I had the cheat chart. In other words, I can sit here and realize, well, if it's not the best thing for me is the ones in yellow, because the ones in yellow are going to be the low glycemic, you know, the low calorie type of items. It's going to be the best ones for me as far as nutrition go. I knew that the colors, as they shaded up, you might say, you know, turned a little darker each particular shade, that I could still utilize those, but it really wasn't the best ones that I could put in my body, depending on determining what I wanted to do. And if I had a particular food that I really enjoyed that was in the maybe not so favorable, okay, or the fair protein choice or whatever, that I could still utilize it, but just understanding what the result was going to be if I utilized that particular item. So
that's what I think I don't understand is what happens with the high glycemic index.
With the okay, the higher the glycemic index is, the quicker that it turns to sugar within your body. So the body then, in turn, has to produce from your pancreas insulin in order to fight that. And so you get spikes in your insulin, which create in the body, insulin is a hormone, and it is not good for our body in large amounts in what we what I call as a diabetic a spike, okay? Because it just isn't right. It just doesn't do good. The kidneys don't accept it. The liver doesn't. The brain and everything else. So
that's why the banana is one of the things that causes me a problem because I love bananas.
This is
that's
Jason,
right.
Texas.
Yes.
Have you tried using banana flavor? Are you using it in your shake?
No. You mean just the flavoring?
A banana. Yeah.
No, I haven't.
You're using the banana in your shake?
If I do, I use just that third of a banana.
Yeah. Why don't you try the banana flavoring? So when you use your banana in the shake, how do you feel 2 hours later?
You know what? I haven't journaled that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So that's the test, is how do you feel 2 hours later?
Yep.
And you normally what you'll find is the higher the glycemic the food is, okay, usually the more hungrier you would be 2 hours later.
Or
okay?
Lightheaded. Is that when lightheadedness sometimes comes in?
That can come in, also lightheadedness can come in on both sides of insulin. It can come in on the high side, and it can definitely come in on the low side also.
What happens when your glycemic, when your insulin and your sugar spike, you crash after that much quicker,
mm-hmm.
rather than keep your blood sugar balanced.
Okay.
You know, I remember summer, started July 1st, and that summer, occasionally, or rarely actually, I would buy sweet corn because, you know, it was fresh off the farm. And my husband, who was not following the program, every time I served it would say, I thought you're not allowed to eat that. And it was like, you know what? It's the choice I'm making for this meal. I can eat it when I want, but I'm certainly not going to have it every day or every week or even however. But every once in a while, it tasted good. And I'm not, you know, I've never been really crazy about sweet corn that I wanted it all the time, but it was just a nice, something different to have every once in a while.
Well, I enjoyed, before this program, frozen bananas as a substitute for ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, a third of a banana, but still, you know, usually all you need of something you're craving is a bite of it anyway, because you don't, that's where the pleasure comes from. You don't do much when you just keep eating it.
I would recommend slicing them real thin if you're going to, and just taking one slice if you have that craving.
Okay.
And we do with the balanced bar.
What is the substitute? Is it an extract? What is it?
It's a flavoring. I haven't bought it in years and years because I don't buy it. You know, it should be. Oh, geez, where did I used to get it?
You know what?
I don't see those anymore.
I haven't ever seen a banana flavoring, of course.
Now, I don't know whether you need to go to a health food store these days or not, but they used to have extracts of a lot of flavorings, and banana was one, coconut, I think. I don't buy them because I don't use them, but check your if your supermarkets don't have it, check your health food store.
Well,
your health food store will normally have it, and then you have two kinds. You have one with alcohol and one without alcohol, so, it, you know, the more natural you want to be, I believe, the better off it is.
Well, I really think a lot of it has to do with the other way I was eating was causing cravings of things like this. So I think it's probably good to try to do without it for a while and see if I still crave it.
This is Margaret in Texas. I just wanted to joke here because I know that's a fact too. Another result of eating high glycemic food is that because your body needs carbohydrates, because that's what it converts the sugar into, which converts into energy, basically. But the problem is then, you know, if you eat those high glycemic foods, it does go through your body faster, and then you just crave the carbohydrates faster. So the lower the food is on the glycemic index, you'll find the more good vegetables you eat on that chart, that the next time it's time for you to eat, you're going to think, oh, do I have to eat now? And that's just the main difference between eating a third of a banana and 3 cups of broccoli.
And the other thing to remember, too, on the high glycemic is it creates more insulin within your body. And, of course, reading Dr. Sears' book and other books on weight loss and whatever, you'll find that the more insulin that you have on your body, the more fatter you become, because insulin creates fat.
Okay.
So that's the other reason you need to be more in balance, because that's why diabetics, and most diabetics, are usually overweight, because our insulin is so high within our bodies that our body says, okay, now we're gonna turn into fat. And, of course, most of us aren't exercising.
Okay, this is Liz from Ohio.
Yes, Liz.
How's the cookware, the food cooked in our new Canson cookware, how is that working on with our chart?
I would say, and of course, Char Rogers is probably the one that's really, really up on that,
mm-hmm.
but what it really does is the food that we purchase, whether it be organic or however you're purchasing your food or anything you're cooking, what it pretty much does, it allows 62% approximately of the antioxidants, those kind of good things, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, that sort of stuff, don't oxidize and stay in our food, which makes our food healthier than if we would have cooked it in a normal way. But as far as doing anything on the block chart goes, and I think that was your question, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my question.
Is that, you know, I don't think it would have an effect. It actually would probably make it better.
You should be getting more bang for your buck.
Exactly. That's why, you know, and also that they consider it to be a nutritional product, the cookware, because it gives you better nutrition in the stuff that you are buying. And then if you got to go out and you got to buy, like I buy a lot of organic stuff, and it's not necessarily inexpensive. I feel my body's worth it and whatever because, you know, it is my home. And I feel like whenever a person buys whatever we buy, we want to get the best quality out of that product that we can. So the cookware just basically does that. It gives us, like Nancy said, the better bang for the buck. We're not burning up or cooking away all the nutritional value that our food really has, which isn't much anymore.
Yeah, I have a garden, and I have like potatoes and carrots and onions and cabbage is still stored in my walk-in cooler, so mm-hmm. I'm good there. But I was just wondering, you know, and I notice, like I'll take a potato or a carrot, I will peel it and chop it up and then rinse it in the Pymate water
mm-hmm.
before I cook it, and that mm-hmm. will take the starch and stuff out of, like I have a lot of starch in the bottom of my a bowl that I wash my potatoes in because it washes that out.
All you're doing by doing what you're already doing and then utilizing the Canikin cookware is you're pretty well much just making sure, it sounds like in the back of your head, the reason you have your own garden and things like that is you want to raise your own stuff,
right.
Have better nutritional value. All the Canikin cookware is going to basically do is support exactly the way you feel by giving you a cookware that you in turn can keep that value that you think you're getting in your mind, which is true, don't get me wrong now, it's really going to do what you want to be done with the food that you put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have the nutritional value that you really want.
Liz, can I ask you a question? Liz?
What?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, go ahead.
You are on the Lifestyle or the Body Balance Program, is that correct?
Yes, I was. In February, 4 years ago,
oh, okay.
We started, and we were on it for a couple of years, and then we kind of drifted off.
Uh-huh.
So because of my husband's health challenges, we're back on it in earnest.
Okay.
And we're just both feeling so much better.
So you kept saying potatoes, and I know that potatoes are on the unfavorable list, and I just wanted to know if you were aware of that.
Yeah, I was aware of that.
Okay, thank
you. It's just that my cooler is full of them, so I have to find somebody that wants them.
Put out a stand in front of your house and sell them.
And send Nancy half the profit.
Oh, come on. My way of doing it is, hey, you get something for me, here's a box of potatoes.
Oh,
I really
go.
Don't get that much money out of them.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is George from Bellingham, and I have just one little question.
Yes, George?
As far as, have you ever seen like an apple, like you buy it in a store and then it's somehow it gets heated up just a little bit and all the white stuff comes up?
Yep.
Have you ever seen that?
Yep. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even put it in Pymag water and the same thing will pretty much happen.
So what is that white stuff?
I'm not an expert in regards to that because I've never had a orchard. But when my opinion, what it is when it's a lot of wax and stuff that is put on the particular product itself is natural. There's a natural wax that's on there, which is my Mother Nature puts it on there to help prevent and get things in it. But also when they store it, and you'll normally find that it's amazing how you can get great red delicious apples in the middle of winter when they basically those are coming out of these big warehouses that you see around certain parts of the country where they put them in and then they inject it with gases. And I've heard sometimes also some kind of gas that actually forms like a wax on the outside of it. So that's why a lot of people wash their vegetables and fruits for that particular reason.
Got it. Thank you.
And does anybody else have a better answer than that?
That's probably what happens. I like to buy my apples and put them in my walk-in cooler. I realize the rest of you can't do that, but right now we're going through the last one-half bushel of apples, and then I don't know, we'll probably have to do it like the rest of you. Go buy what we can find and just hope they're okay.
Yeah, I forget. I remember, I think it was Dave Stolfus or something, I forget what particular vegetable it was or whatever and put it in Pymag water for quite a little while or however long, and it started to, that wax started to show up, again showing that the Pymag water was creating some interesting things. Mm-hmm. Any other questions, George?
Yeah, I have one more question. I have this lady, right? She's been diagnosed with just two of the most pretty severe types of cancer. One is in her brain and one is in her body. And I need testimonies of people who've had cancer or have cancer and the ease that they got or whatever relief they got from NECAN products. Because, I mean, I talked to her and she's ready to listen, but she's ready to listen to some testimonies.
George, one of the things that helped me out when I had questions like that was there is a CD that is put out, and I think the cost of it is $20, but this lady has put it out over all these years, and it's always updated and everything else, but it talks about all forms of illnesses and diseases and so forth and so on, and what people have sent testimonies in regards to that, and in that are also some email addresses, ways that you can contact the people that turn in those testimonies. And what I did, really taking advantage of it, was I just I would either send them people an email once I read their testimony and what particular products they utilize, understanding that we can't diagnose or do anything else like that, but that really helped me out a whole lot in regards to finding things that were valuable testimonies.
Perfect.
George, okay. This is Liz.
Yep.
Now, I was listening to Dr. Gordon Peterson's CD, and on there is where I got it to really give Ben the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And he says, like the Tate Green signs, seven times the recommended dosage in the morning and again in the evening.
Got it.
Ben didn't really go for that, so he doubled his dosage in his Perfect Star Shake in the morning and in the evening. And now I got the capsules for him. He takes at least seven doses of Tate Green Symes, and the one in the morning, the one in the evening is double. His pH is very good, and that's just 2 weeks that we're doing this. He has upped the Siaka probably more than seven times the recommended dosage.
Got it.
He's on seven immunities.
Okay.
He is on seven of the men's packs, which, if this is a lady, go with the ladies' pack.
No, thank you for your help, and I understand what you're saying. But
okay.
what she's asking for is like, what's the difference between for people?
What's the difference?
The testimony of the difference in life for that person
Oh.
from the products. You know, like, she's not, like, I mean, she's interested to listen about the product, but she's not interested in what she needs to do because she's been told what to do for her cancer the last, like, 5 years. She needs to hear what the quality of life is if she uses the product.
Okay, I can tell you this. In the first week, it was like we had night and it was daytime. So
got
I
it.
Thought, wow, that's he just looked so much different. He acted different. He felt better. And now in week two, the people that saw him last week said there is a huge difference in how he's performing this week.
Liz, what's the name of that CD?
It's Dr. Gordon Patterson.
Uh-huh.
I think. I don't have it with me.
Is that the Essence of Wellness one that he did?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
I think it's actually the one on Whole Foods. Which one is it? Whole Foods Wellness and New or something? Recorded in Everett, Washington. I think that's the one.
Thank you, Margaret.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, because I can't remember. I wasn't even trying to remember that one. So.
Great. Thank you, Liz.
Do you want to mention the name of the CD that you're talking? It's the reference one, Monty.
It's called the Resource. You had to ask me right off the top. I had it.
Cindy Mori.
Yeah, Cindy Mori.
Wellness Consultant Resource CD by Cindy Mori.
Thank you.
By Cindy.
I think it's Cinda. C-I-N-D-A.
Oh, okay.
And Blue Ribbon and or Focus on Growth both have that particular item. And the thing I like about it is that she's put a lot of time into it, but it's if you really want to get to learn more about the products and just some things, that amazing things they have done, that is a wonderful one to do. Always remember, though, that when you give people information, to make sure that you have put a disclaimer in there that you're not advising or prescribing or anything else, because we just don't want to do that. We want to...
Got it.
Whatever. Very important.
I need to get the name of the... Is it Resource CD by Cinda? And I couldn't get the last name.
Mori, I think. M-O-R-E-Y.
M-O-R-E-Y.
Yeah, I got it in my file
just
here.
Just call Resource CD.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Anybody else have any more questions this morning?
Jerry has one.
Go, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry from Seattle. Yeah, I'm... been doing the lifestyle for about 3 weeks now. I've had several 10 days, but I've this last week I've been on the 9 and 8 days because I'm having some challenges with munchies on the after about 5 or 6 and also at night. Any recommendations there?
Let's go over that again. The question was what now?
I would have a 10 day, but I had this. When I do my snacks at night, I seem to want more than what the one block of the carbs and the protein and the fat.
When you say, I'm confused. You say 10 day. What do you mean by 10 day?
Well, if you keep your journal, I'm okay until I get towards the evening. Then my snack, I don't give myself credit for it because I eat more than the allowed amount.
Got it. Okay. Probably what. Well, I believe it might have to do with the balance in regard. Are you balanced accordingly to 4 blocks on your proteins, carbohydrates, and fats for your evening meal?
Pretty much so. I could. It's a little tough when you're being able to eat enough of the good, the favorable carbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you piled your plate high enough, I guess I could do it, but. We usually have, like, last night we had chicken and mixed vegetables and a salad. I didn't have anything unfavorable.
What would have been in your fat?
The fat was the salad dressing.
Oh, in the salad dressing?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're balanced and whatever, the only other thing that kind of helped me really out was there was a product called Crave, C-R-A-V-E. Neekin has it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's one of our products. Is that what I used to do after my meal, about 2-3 hours after my evening meal, what I would do, depending what time I ate my meal, is I would take that Crave.
Uh-huh.
And that Crave seemed to carry me through, and then I took my snack. And then if I could get by and get all the way, I would take my snack up to about an hour before I went to bed. If not, and I've started to feel like I was getting a little hungry or needed something, then I would go ahead with my snack.
I would suspect that you're not getting enough fat at dinner.
Yeah, well, it was a pretty good size avocado also in there, too. So.
Whole avocado?
Yeah.
Okay. You might want to switch your fat to maybe some nuts. They may hold you better.
Okay.
I don't know how much salad dressing you're using, and that's not really, probably not a favorable fat.
Okay.
But I would suspect that you're not getting enough of a good fat, maybe.
Okay.
Well, an avocado is listed as the best fat. It's just that it's one tablespoon of avocado.
Yeah, well, I had a tablespoon, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's one block. One block would be one tablespoon. So if that was strictly your only fat, then you could have basically had four tablespoons of avocado, which would have been your balance and your fats.
If he's eating a whole avocado, that could conceivably be...
No, it wasn't a whole one.
Oh, I thought you had a whole avocado. Okay.
It was a good size, yeah.
But then...
My suggestion, too, is after you eat your snack, take one or two glasses of water, because sometimes, and Anthony's mentioned this before, too, your body is actually craving water, but it acts like it's hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, my water's been pretty good. I've been running, yesterday I got 11 glasses.
Great.
I'm running 12 glasses a day.
What are you having for your snack at night?
Cottage cheese, a quarter cup of cottage cheese, the sliced tomatoes and olives.
You don't have enough carbs.
Two tomatoes would do it.
You're eating that many? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that we're on the subject of snacks, did that get your question answered, George?
Yeah.
Help you out a little bit here. Okay, we got the,
Monty, I might ask another question.
Go, Ruth.
Jerry, I wondered if you were on the body balance for the other two meals.
I'm doing body balance, and I do the four blocks, but I mean, I add soy milk and berries for breakfast and olive oil and for the fat, and then at lunch I do the chocolate one with a half a banana and olive oil or something else, and sometimes I have to throw Santiago also in the morning one.
So if you have your four blocks at the other meals, or if you don't have, sometimes I think that causes you to be hungry later in the evening.
Yeah. I feel pretty satisfied during most of the day, and it's just in the evening I start getting the craving, I guess.
Well, I vote with Monty on the crave control. Sometimes
okay.
If I'm hungry in the evening, boy, that does wonders, just like that. Need a couple of those, forget it.
I may still have some of that. I have had that in stock.
And the other thing, too, is you take your crave control and do what Margaret said, and that would be to just drink a glass or two of water if you possibly can along with that crave.
Okay.
And that way you're getting two, it's that compounding effect that Dr. Pedersen has always talked about. The more we get a compounding synergistic effect when things can work together. So here you have two ideas. If you put them together, might solve the situation.
Question. During the day, George, are you home? Are you busy? What are you doing?
One box of Terry Potter Jr.'s latest as he brings Christmas to his hometown of New Orleans and what it's gone through over the past year.
What is that?
Okay, we got somebody on the line that's listening to something that's coming through on the telephone line. So if you do,
are you talking to George as me, or are you talking to the fellow that was just on?
The one who with the question about being hungry at night.
Got it. That's what I mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. His name wasn't George. What was his name? I forgot.
Jerry.
During the day, what are you home? What are you doing? We lost him. No, because my thing is, sometimes at night when we're just watching TV, that's when we, because it's an old habit, we just routinely start thinking that we start craving.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whereas during the day, we're sometimes busier, and it's easier not to have those cravings.
Mm-hmm.
Old habits die hard.
Anybody else have any more questions before I try to get into the book here?
Hey, Ruth? Ruth?
Yeah?
Can I give you a call after this call?
Yeah.
Are you busy?
Fine.
I'm sorry?
Is that Jerry?
No, this is George.
George, okay.
Just regarding, I want to ask your book, okay?
I'm sorry?
I want to ask your book.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay. Do you have my phone number already?
I don't have your number. Can I get that from you?
06-463-1890. I'll be free for about 15 minutes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anybody else have any questions before we wrap it up here on Friday? Okay, does anybody know where we left off in the book?
Someplace on 172.
172, okay, I'll just stick a finger. How's that? I stuck it on Isn't the Zone a High Protein Diet. Wait, I'll go down to the bottom. It says, I prefer, this is on page 172, and it's basically some frequent questions that were asked, and Dr. Sears answered them. And it says, I prefer to eat smaller, more frequent meals throughout the day. Is it possible to stay in the zone? His answer is, actually, the greater the number of small meals you eat, the better the insulin control. This is called grazing. She's living on a farm and raising cattle all my life. I know what grazing means, that's for sure. The next question is, should I be concerned about such a seemingly low daily caloric intake? And his answer is, for most females, the minimal total calories consumed is 1,100 to 1,200 calories per day, and for most males, the calories consumed is 1,400 to 1,500. While this might seem like a little deprivation diet that leaves you constantly fatigued, the zone will actually eliminate hunger between meals without the nagging cravings for sugars and sweets. We were just talking about that with Jerry. While maintaining peak physical and mental energy throughout the day. You aren't hungry because the balance of protein to carbohydrate maintains stable blood sugar levels to the brain. Finally, on the zone, you are eating as if you are already at your ideal body weight because you are using a combination of stored body fat and incoming calories to meet your daily caloric requirements. Therefore, once you achieve your ideal weight, you don't have to change your diet at all. And I think that's the most important thing about the lifestyle program is we aren't on a diet. All we're pretty much well doing is learning a new way of eating, proper food to put in our mouth, and this is something that we're going to do for the rest of our lives, meaning that we want to take care of our bodies as best we possibly can. Okay, and I'm going to leave it at that today as we're on page 173. And the next question that Ruth will go over on Monday, I believe. The question will be, doesn't any low-calorie diet cause fat loss? And that will be the question that we will get the answer to on Monday. So if there's anybody else have any last questions that you might want to answer, we're quite over on our time here this morning, and I apologize for that, but we had some important things that probably need to be answered. Anybody? Well, this is Friday. That means we got a couple days here where we can pick up the phone and talk to some wonderful people and get some questions answered in regards to body style or lifestyle if you're doing the two and a combination of. So just go out and make it the best day you can. And for everybody that spoke up, from Judy to Bonnie to Liz to Nancy to Jerry to George to Judy, Ruth, just all of you go out and have a great day. Those of you that are in the gallery, appreciate you very much for being here. If you have any questions, please feel free to speak up at any particular time. We're here for you. Go out and make it a 10. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Talk to
you
all Monday. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Good call, Monty. Thanks.
Thank you for help, Nance.